Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Aramar Tefio on blogtalkradio.com. The views expressed here are not necessarily those of all hosts, guests, or producers, and the show is for a mature audience. Welcome to tonight's special, Going Further, with Rich Wilson and Joe Falzano. Rich, you just made it in. Rick, sorry. You just made it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. You're on the air.
Thank you, everyone. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Great. Okay, everyone. So, this is Screen the News. My name is Rick Wilson. You can check me out on Facebook. Just look it up, Screen the News. Tonight's topic is going to be censorship, what people are going through, you know, with the government censoring not only websites, but how they are directly affecting people. We're going to be going over Anonymous. If you're not familiar with Anonymous, that's the group that claims to be sort of a group that's, well, anonymous and is anti-government. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? And there's different sections of Anonymous that can be proactive and deactive as far as what accomplishments they want to achieve. So thank you, Joe, for being here. Joe, just so everyone knows, also goes by Zero Flux, and you can see his page, zeroflux.net. For any information, basically any information that you won't see on mainstream media. Joe, thank you so much. Sorry for that little long intro there, but thank you for being here, and I'm glad you're here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me as well.
So what I want to kind of talk to you, Joe, is about is censorship, and we kind of discussed briefly, we'd be going things like this. You know, for me personally, On my page that I have, Screen the News, which is on Facebook, it's sort of been hacked a little bit, and you and me both have been part of other groups that, you know, Exact and so forth have gone through, it seems, some sort of hacking. And is that something that you can allude to as far as COINTELPRO? And explain what that is to people, or what's happening there with that sort of infiltration.
What you're calling hacks, I call admin tools. I honestly don't believe. Now, there is hacking going on, and people are getting hacked here and there. But what we're seeing, and what I believe you experienced, and most of the people, it's people who either sitting in a Facebook office or who have somehow, you know, acquired means to tools that can bypass Facebook systems, meaning they can even bypass, you know, reports of, you know, harassment and so forth, so that actual people sitting at the support desk aren't getting them, that type of thing. COINTELPRO itself, it's hard to really nail it down because it's so secretive even today, but its roots go all the way back to the 60s movements, and really what it comes down to is government-sponsored shadow groups that are literally, their directive is to disrupt activists. And in the 60s, obviously, it was more of a hands-on, get, you know, in the Volkswagen bus with the others, but now it's more, you know, they sneak in right next to us online, or they just use troll accounts and do all sorts of, you know, fun stuff.
Yeah, not so fun stuff. And I know that you yourself, I think, you don't have to, you know, describe exactly how many different accounts, but you've been very aware that on Facebook alone, let alone putting other, you know, social sites aside, Facebook alone, you've had to re-log in with many different accounts because yours were hacked. Now, one thing I want to get to is, like, for folks that are, why is this important to you, Joe? Why would the average person care? So what? It's just Facebook. It's just someone getting hacked. What's the big deal? Can you kind of allude to your experience with that?
I really just look at it as it's just the start. You know, we're starting to see it, you know, as you experience, it's becoming more and more common now. When 6 months ago, when I was kind of screaming out, you know, and there was a lot less people being affected, it didn't seem as much of a big deal. Now it's kind of a big deal because even pages like yours are being affected, and it's just going to kind of keep getting worse because the more people are complacent and just accept it as, oh, that, you know, what can we do about it? Throw their hands up in the air, you know, poor us, blah, blah, blah. We'll just have to roll with the punches, you know, grow up, ignore it. That doesn't help none of us. It just tells them that, okay, if we just keep doing it, they're just going to keep ignoring it and just, you know, until it's too late, till the fact that when you have to actually have a fucking blood sample just to log on to Facebook.
No, that's interesting you said that. Now, why did you say, did you have to give a blood sample? What have you have?
No, I didn't technically have to give a blood sample. It's just kind of funny how one day during one of the accounts I was making, I was going through the options, you know, the personal options that for one of the new accounts where you put, you know, all your, where you're from and your nicknames and all that other stuff. And one of the questions was literally, what is your blood type? And I remember just looking at that, like, what in the hell does that have to do with Facebook?
Wait, are you saying this is on Facebook? It asks you what your blood type is?
I don't know if it still does it, and a lot of people haven't seen it. I got a screenshot of it. I do have others that I can, you know, confirm have seen it as well, but it doesn't seem to be a function that's permanently there, because I don't know how many accounts you've made. If you make 5-6 different accounts throughout the course of a week and look at the layouts and the interface that they give you, they're all different. It's like almost, at least for me, it's just like one seems more updated, more boxy, than the next day it's back to the normal view, and it's never consistent. And that's something I haven't been able to figure out. But yeah, and
well,
the questions and different things
and
are
on
different,
that,
like in the information box. Like I've noticed some are in, you know, certain account layouts and certain ones don't have it.
Well, that's what I was just going to say too. And I know what you mean. I mean, just from my pages, I'm an admin on a couple of sites, and you know, I have my own page, Screen the News, and I know that, you know, you have XACT, and I've been an admin there. What's interesting to me is lately, even on my own page, in order for me to even post on my own page, I have to schedule it in the future. It asks me the year, date, and so forth, and it's asked me some strange questions. But okay, so we can talk about like our personal, what we're going through personally with things like that. But what I've noticed consistently, what you just alluded to, the past 6 months or so, there's definitely a crackdown, it looks like, on pages and sites that all we're doing is just bringing information. We're not doing anything illegal. We're not like porn
exactly.
sites or pedophilia sites.
Or even posting off of your own pages. That's what irks me. It's like I could understand if we were out peddling this on other people's, you know, pages and walls. But it's like when it's your own page, your own profile, and you're just keeping to yourself and saying, hey, this is what I got to say. If you want to hear it, here it is. If you don't, you know, run along. And it's just, we're not even allowed to do that.
Well, and I think for the average person, let's say out there, the average American person that might be listening, and now we have some listeners around the globe, but, you know, again, why is this a big deal? Well, you are, I think, kind of in the same mindset that I am, where we're trying to share information for people, even in spite of the fact that they don't appreciate that what we're trying to do. We're labeled certain things. We're labeled nuts, conspiracy theorists, what have you, for bringing this information. We're not doing anything wrong. But what I've noticed is a lot of sites, yours, mine, many others, when they're bringing up things like this, like 9/11 or chemtrails or what have you, laugh at it all you want. But how come those sites seem to be the ones being taken down when you can post pictures of kittens perfectly fine all day long, and I'm guilty of that myself, I must admit.
Or post pedophile sites, and they're left alone.
Exactly. What in your mind do you think is a way for people to counter that?
Well, it's it takes time and a lot of energy, I have to say, because that is depending on how hard you're getting hit. But as far as you mean just like basic protection for the average person, I would say if you're a page owner or just you want to protect your friendship connection, your circle, so that one day you don't wake up and, you know, like I have and you have and many others, you know, all of a sudden you can't communicate with people that you're used to communicating because you're locked out for whatever reason, is definitely have a backup. I know it's against Facebook policy and I'll probably get sued for saying it, but I don't care. You know, have a backup, even an alter name, whatever. Just let your good friends know it's you, and, you know, that way you have at least a way to get on, to get a hold of people and let them know that you've been locked out. Even, you know, if you get hacked, that way you can say this isn't me, and, you know, this is somebody else. And you can have your friends confirm that to others, you know, while you're trying to fix it and so forth.
I know that that's something, yeah, sorry to interrupt you there, Joey. That's something that you've experienced a lot more than most people are familiar with. So when we're talking about this, just on a personal level, it's strange. I've talked with some of my family. I've talked with other people that I've met through Facebook, some of my friends. They know who they are. My girlfriend. Something happens to my account. And so I want to kind of go there, too, and not make it too scary for folks, but this is reality.
You get that thing. You can't hide under the bed. You got
to
face it.
Like, if something happens to me, I didn't commit suicide, and if I die in weird... I had this conversation today. If I didn't, some weird bridge accident, no, that's not what happened. And I don't want to be, I'm not paranoid about it. I'm just being realistic about it because, and you're aware of this, you've gotten threatened. I've been threatened in certain ways. I think you have more than me, but in a realistic manner. And we see that other people that come forward with information, like Bradley Manning, that's one example, but... You don't know what's going to happen to you, and then something like that could occur. How has that affected you?
I just don't let it bother me. It fuels me in a sense because I know that I'm doing something right. Otherwise, I wouldn't be such a target, and my friends wouldn't be such targets. You know, if we weren't striking a chord, you know, at the power structure, you know, the little ants in the hole are pissing off the queen. You know, it fuels you. Yeah, I don't let the fear. Worry, just like you're saying, you know, you can't. It'll eat you up if you just sit and worry what can happen and this and that. Anything can happen. That's the point of life.
Of course.
You're here to experience. So you just got to roll with the punches and speak your mind and make sure that, you know, the one thing you do is let truth be the number one, you know, mission and goal of you.
I appreciate that you say that because, I mean, that is the truth. I'm not paranoid and I'm not worried about it. If it happens, it happens. But I think for listeners thinking right now, listening to us talking about this, and going, oh, God, these conspiracy guys, paranoid, they're going to get taken out. Probably what I would recommend for
I don't think I'm getting taken out. I just think if I was, I wouldn't care, I guess is kind of what I'm conveying.
Because you're past that point.
That's one of the things I tell people when I'm first talking to them about this stuff, you know, when they're actually open to it and asking for information on how do you cope with this stuff once you just accept it's real, is, you know, you got to look down the barrel of the gun. After looking down the barrel of the gun long enough, it starts to become funny, and it's not fearful, it's more like ironic. And then that opens up, you know, your consciousness to be able to jump right into the next layer of the rabbit hole, and it helps you understand things that maybe a month ago you looked at and just scratched your head and didn't understand, or it just didn't compute. And you just got to kind of, like, you know, what I just said, roll with the punches, and if you do it right, it will make sense. And you put the puzzle pieces keep laying up, you know, for themselves. You don't need to even put them together. You just got to accept that they're in front of you.
I'm glad you said that, Joe, because, I mean, that's something that, you know, I've dealt with. I've mentioned this before, talking on different subjects that are obviously not mainstream media, like for 9/11 example. So whatever woke you up, whatever woke me up, and for those that are listening and that are, you know, new to this sort of information, what we're talking about, we're talking about censorship and so forth, but we're going to touch upon other areas. Is that's not an easy process. When, you know, going through cognitive dissonance, when your entire life you think red is blue, and then someone comes along and says, no, it's actually yellow, and it changes your world. I know that was a weird analogy. So in other words, when you mention rabbit hole, once you start to go down that, it's a very difficult process. For me personally, when I went through that, I got sick to my stomach and so forth. When I realized my government doesn't love me, there's more to reality than I've been told my entire life. So it's not an easy thing to go through. So when people go through that, they have to know that there actually is a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, because you've experienced that now, I think just from your words, that you're done with that. I don't care. It's not that you don't care. It's that you've come to the realization that you're past that point. And it can be very helpful going down these rabbit holes with information and so forth to be able to allow yourself to be vulnerable to take this information in. Does that make sense?
No, it definitely does. Exactly.
Now, okay, so we wanted to touch on Anonymous, too, because with your site, X-Act, right,
yeah.
It would be considered a faction, if you will, of quote-unquote Anonymous. And I know that there was infighting between part of your, I'm not going to say organization, but for those folks out there we're talking about, it is Anonymous, is, you know, the people that are anti-government, if you will, but there's factions mixed in between. And it makes sense from a governmental standpoint, if you want to infiltrate that, to have what are called chills, trolls, people that are paid, you said that before. And these are facts that, you know, you can look up. And this is something that you've gone through. Do you think Anonymous is, in fact, sort of whether it was started that way or whether it was afterward, like
I
from
have
the CIA?
I have no doubts that – sorry, go ahead. I didn't realize you were talking about
No, I'm asking you. Yeah, do you think it was either whether it was started or not, infiltrated by the CIA and just, yeah, everything I just mentioned? What's your take on Anonymous and how does that – go forward?
It definitely was, in my opinion, you know, obviously I can't prove it, but just from what I've seen, the amount, you know, looking into the initial groups and the way the media handled it and just going on my instinct, it just totally appears to be that it was slowly, like, started using, you know, government ops. I hate using the word government because people automatically look at us like, you know, we're talking about the guy sitting in, you know, the, you know, for example, for me, you know, down in Empire State Plaza here in New York, you know, the lady or the guy sitting at the office typing away at the keyboard. And when I guess it's more appropriate if I say shadow agency, but after just so long, you just sum it up, you know, government. It's just so much easier because it really all comes down to the same pile of money. But,
well, I have to agree with that, too. When I say government, I hate using that term, too, because it sounds very easily just it's like us versus they and who is they.
Right,
and
right.
I think you would agree that we're sort of on the same level going down these rabbit holes. That we've
it's a very, very, very small percentage of people. And most
it
of
is.
The people that it's they are not even the ones that are sitting in suits in the offices. They're the ones that are sitting at home getting paid, you know, not the guy at the office doing the 9-to-5.
And those are the ones, too, like when we're saying that, like the government, we don't mean everyone, but I think we're in agreement on this, or you can disagree with me, but I've come to this conclusion after doing a lot of research. It's niche. There's compartmentalization. It only takes a few people. So when you say shadow government, I want to allude to and name names. One that comes to me is Henry Kissinger. It doesn't matter, or Joe Lieberman, whoever is in office, like our president. It's interesting to me how, you know, people are infighting, whether it's Republican or Democrat, and this is my president, and this is what I'm fighting for. I think that the research that I've done has really concluded to myself, at least, and many other people are kind of waking up to this, I believe, that is irrelevant. There's a shadow government behind it all that controls it, and the people in power have been there for many years. It's, you know, the corporatocracy and so forth. Maybe I'm tangenting here, but I think it's interesting so that people realize when we're talking about these things, you've done a lot of research on these things. So again, for people, if you want to find out more about what we're talking about, go to zeroflux.net, unless that site has been hacked.
No, I haven't checked since it started, but yeah, it was there 10 minutes before the show went up.
Okay, there you go. I know you've had trouble with that. But there is a shadow government, and it doesn't take that many people, so we're not accusing all governments. So when we say they or government, we're not meaning everyone that works for the government. We're saying there are a group of people, and factually so, this can be proven. This is written.
All right on the websites. You can go right into Wikipedia for COINTELPRO. You know, I know Wikipedia isn't 100% accurate, but that is factual, that specific entry. But, you know, just go to Wikipedia and look up COINTELPRO. Just like, you know, spelled as it sounds.
So what's your biggest thing you think that you want to share with people tonight, Joe? What's going on, you know, with the movements that you've created? Because you were a big part of that, XF and so forth. And I know you want to kind of take yourself down from that in this. What I mean by that is, I've seen infighting between other anonymous groups and so forth, and the group that you have, which is XF, and when I say you have, you kind of created that, or a co-creator, and you kind of want to take yourself down, like, hey, I'm not a demigod. I'm not, you know, the end all of it. I'm just a guy trying to get this information out.
Just trying to keep it going. Yeah, get the information and keep it going. Right. You know,
so how do you suggest people do that? And how does that affect you, though? I mean, honestly,
that's kind of one of the pitfalls with the whole anonymous and the concepts and things, you know, that you were, you know, we were also going to go over. So we might be able to kill two birds in one stone, you know, at the same time with this. And, you know, that being, for those who don't know, is that, you know, anonymous, one of the traditional ideals that, you know, obviously they're not written in stone like the Constitution, but that is, you know, agreed upon by the mass majority, is there's no leaders. And with that, you know, to try and make an organization or group, whatever you want to call it, that has structure, you know, for things like a website or even for Facebook admins, you need to have some sort of a structure. And if you don't have that structure, we learn the hard way. You know, you get screwed over. For example, one of our pages, basically anybody who worked with us that helped us, we gave admin control. We were naive and stupid. And this, you know, turned out to bite us in the butt because we gave, you know, obviously the wrong person control, and they take the page, boot all the, you know, all the others out, and then, you know, then they post as you, you know, a bunch of lies and so forth. So, you know, you can't just go with this free-for-all, you know, attitude with it. So it doesn't mesh with the whole anonymous concept. So there's got to be a little evolution there. The idea of no leadership, and not no leadership, but no leaders, is more to say, like, if you got something to say, say it and stand up for yourself. If others agree, they're going to stand with you, and not behind you, but with you. That way, you know, and that's where the strength in numbers comes from. But there has to be, you know, somebody has to speak to others. Somebody has to spearhead operations. Without that, you know, we have nothing. We just have a bunch of people sitting around waiting for somebody else to do something.
Well, and I think that's an interesting line. Like, where do you cross that line? Where do you draw that line? Because when I say you, I mean us, like anyone in general. Because that's one thing that I go through, like with my site. When I say this, we're not just like blowing smoke up each other's asses. The reason that we're talking about this is because we're both affected. You more than I have so far, but now after this interview, I'm sure I'll be
more.
Yeah,
I'm sure you're going to be, you know, having to deal with a little bit more silent harassment.
Exactly. So. Well, the reason we're talking about this is we are people that, in spite of the fact that people don't want to know, don't want to realize, don't want to do the research, we do the research, we want to put the information out there, and we're being targeted, and we're being threatened. So for those that are out there, we're talking about activism. Would you have any recommendations? I've done this a couple of times, you know, made posters and I protested a few different things. One was like, you know, animal cruelty. Another one was SOPA, CISPA, the anti-internet laws. Do you have any recommendations? What do you Joe, what do you think is like the best route if someone knows that they want to protest something, that they're fed up with something? What are the keys or the you know, the pros and cons of how to approach that sort of thing, and what's worked best for you, and what do you think would fail, knowing that we're all kind of being monitored while we're doing this?
I'll explain, but real quick, I'll just say that there is on my website, if you go to the X-Files page, which is in the navigation, and down near the bottom, there's a little page that says, what can we do? And there's just a few things that I had wrote this back in, you know, mid-early January. It's just a few things that I had on my mind that I've kind of going along with your question. Anything you can, really. Speaking out is obviously the number one. And what I mean is not just not standing on the corner screaming, not having to make a Facebook account and put yourself in the light like that, but just even at work or at home, just to the people around you, keep planting them seeds of what is going on, you know, whatever the current hot topic is, because the population lives on that media cycle, and that, you know, all that's in the news and going around for that last couple weeks is all they really care about. So try and find something that's circulating, plant that seed, and let their curiosity lead them. As far as like being a little bit more hands-on, you know, by yourself, you know, what can you do? It's, everybody's got a special talent. If it isn't being articulate, being able to speak, which isn't one of my best suits, but what is being able to create, you know, images and type of demotivational type posters and things of that sort, and use my artistic approach. Then there's musicians, artists, you know, write your songs, make a song, put a video on YouTube, keep, you know, anything that gets people to start just opening their mind and thinking of these different topics. And, you know, there's unlimited resources when it comes to what we can do in that regard. You know, we got all these different utilities like YouTube and so on. And for the most part, if you're new and beginning, you can get your voice out. It's just those who really put their necks out there and do it nonstop tend to become targets. And you will become a target if you become effective enough, but you just can't let it bug you. As far as local realms, you know, there's still Occupies here and there around the country, but I don't really see a point in those, to be honest with you, not to insult that movement, but...
Well, that's kind of what I was getting to. Like, when I'm processing these Occupy movements, what are they really accomplishing, to be honest?
See, that's where and
you're
I
aware,
hate
too,
them.
I'm
not
sure
hate them,
that...
Not approved.
I like to play this game. I play this too sometimes with some good friends, with my girlfriend. So, like, if I was and this is an adult show, so I can say this. Let's pretend I was a really evil fucker. Let's pretend I wanted to control people. What would I do? And this is known to be done. So, with these rallies, sometimes what the CIA will do, or you know, whatever group can come in and pretend to be a part of the movement.
Exactly.
Infiltrate the movement, and then create
chaos.
Yeah, and then make the entire thing turn into something that it was not intended for. And it's the same. And the reason I bring that up is the same thing with what we're trying to accomplish on Facebook and other social sites. When we're trying to get these things out, then you get infiltrated. And if I was an evil fucker, I would. That's exactly what I would do. I would sabotage. That
I would have a network working behind the scenes to sabotage, just as you said.
And there's many examples of this actually, and you know, in, with police riots or anti riots and so forth, where they get involved and they actually were planted to create the chaos. Seemingly,
there was
from
one
the
right
side.
Down in Occupy New York. Just had a good example of one. About a year ago or so, maybe even a little less, where there was, this time it was a group of actual activists, but there was this bridge they were trying to cross to get to another site, and the police that had it, that were in that vicinity, let them cross, and then as soon as they got on the bridge, they blocked them off on both sides, and then arrested them for disturbing the peace or whatever it was. It was just like, are you kidding me? And this was all, you know, all there to be seen.
And
in the paper for one day? Oh, yeah.
In
the paper for one day and then forgotten about the next.
So what do you think? Because I kind of interrupted you there. I needed to bring that up so people are aware that this is true. When you're looking at activism,
they use it against us. That's the problem.
Of course.
The good people that are there, it's used against them. And that's kind of why it's not, when I say that I don't approve of it, it's not that I don't approve of the people and what they're trying to do. It's I don't approve of what's being done with it, I guess is the best way to put it. It's being used against
us
to make us look like a bunch of people going there to throw feces at cop cars. You know, that's how they're twisting it to make us look. And these people are masters of manipulation and twisting of actually what is going on. I mean, they've been doing it for, as you said, it's been going on for a while. But I part of my research, I just concluded it's been going on for hundreds and thousands of years. This is mental manipulation 101 for these people.
I'd have to agree with that, actually. It's sort of art of war 101. The Chinese did this stuff. Yeah, it's infiltration. But what I think is important to keep in mind, too, then, is here's something that when we're talking about this is the media. It's almost sickening to me now. CNN, MSNBC, CBS, it doesn't matter. Fox, they're all the same because they're all owned by AP and Reuters, which are owned. If you want to do the research, I won't get into all that necessarily, but for people to realize that what you see on TV is not the actuality, and what I mean by that is Americans specifically, when we're talking about this, okay, when we're talking about when you see Occupy New York or Occupy Manhattan or Occupy Wall Street and so forth, there's riots going on in Greece, you know, Italy, Iceland, all the time, and when they're successful, you will never hear it on American media. Now, I don't know your familiarity with that, or that's a kind of a surprise question, I guess, but I'm almost sick into my stomach of how people, do I blame the fact that the media purposely controls people, or can I also put blame on people for being controlled?
There's nobody to blame for it. It's just the way it is. The blame game doesn't help us, but it's what can we do to fix it and unify it as to not let it happen and continue to happen that I kind of look at it as. It's definitely a problem, don't get me wrong. But that's just how I look at it. Finding out who's responsible, this and that, it's good to know, but right now it's just so deep in, you know, I guess I'd say the rabbit hole that, we just don't have that kind of time, at least in my perspective. I see things going at such a rapid rate that it's like by the time we figure out what to do with one situation, there's 10 more, you know, in our lap.
Well, and I noticed that, too. Like, there's a lot of distraction. What we're alluding to earlier is subversion. So there's some great Russian philosophers and so forth, like Yuri Bezmenov and so forth, that talks about the easiest, and Naomi Wolf also is one of those scholars. They talk about the easiest way to take over the United States. And part of the reason I guess I brought that up before is that with the media and who to blame is Americans seem to have this pride. We're number one. You know, we're better than any other country, and we hypocritically. And so knowing that we have this sort of nationality or this national pride, we're actually very more easily, again, if I was an evil guy, that's a perfect way to take over and exploit that way of thinking.
Prying on your honor and integrity and just your loyalty. It's definitely manipulation 101.
All right, so now you mentioned before, too, about what does it mean to you, conscious evolution or manifested reality or that theory?
Yeah, it's definitely one I love talking about. It's just it's so hard to really explain, you know, your thoughts on things like this. But basically, the manifested reality being, I don't know how detailed the listeners are on the, you know, all these different theories regarding the possibilities of realities and multiple dimensions and so forth. But the manifested reality theory in a nutshell would go hand in hand with a multiple dimensional universe, you know, type of outlook, being that everything that can happen will happen, and that we are just subconscious, you know, observing one piece of that entire infinity. When it ties into the manifest reality aspect is that while we're here, the possibility exists that we are actually creating the reality we're going to experience through our thought patterns. The science behind that is actually being proven to some degrees, and what I mean by that is it is proven that our brain waves and the magnetism and everything coming from our heart do affect our surroundings and what we perceive. And the science on that, you know, as long as it doesn't get corrupted, it seems pretty good. It's going really fast and might be able to even prove more soon enough. But it basically means, like, the more energy you put into your emotions and a certain belief, you're actually manifesting that reality around you. And how that ties into the multi-dimensional aspect is we are all technically in control of the reality we experience. Like, for example, right now me and you are talking. We're sharing a moment in reality. We're sharing that moment. The moment either one of us decide to change our thought, or our vibration, our energy, what we expect to experience, we will slowly merge into that conjoining reality. The difference being that you can move into one and I can move into the other, and there's versions of both of us in them that, you know, we're both still reacting with, but at the same time, we all feel like we're in the same place. And it goes into the infinity time loop, it's just all basic infinity possibility, where that, like everybody, like the whole thing says, anything that can happen will happen. And for, you know, somewhere right now, you're sitting in the White House. Somewhere right now, I'm sitting in the White House. And both of us are as corrupt as can be. And in another dimension, you know, we're not corrupt, and it just goes on and on. Right now, we are sharing, all of us and all those who are listening, we're sharing a reality that is controlled, and basically, it's just one of many, an infinity, and we do have ability to access that, and I personally don't yet, and most people don't, but there are people who do. I've experienced it, but I haven't been able to figure out how to, like, I guess I would say lock into it and keep that vibration. But there have been moments where it just hit me, and it was just like in a movie. Like everything you could want to know just hit you two at once. And then all of a sudden it's gone, and you just cannot get back there no matter
what.
Well,
you know, I got to say, being devil's advocate here, it sounds like that's not really a religious way to look at it, and it kind of sounds crazy. I mean, you know, you're talking about vibrational levels of energy. Okay, I'm kidding. No, I'm in complete agreement. It's just interesting that I kind of segued into that from censorship. But anyway.
I know, right?
Right, I don't, yeah, it's fine. But this is actually a more interesting topic. I mean, if we can go touch back, because I kind of want to finish with this. This seems a more interesting topic. But with the censorship, Facebook and so forth, is there any last thing on that topic?
I can actually bridge the two from my end, if you want. You know, so people can kind of understand why, if I'm sitting here saying, you know, we create our reality, why am I worrying about this Facebook stuff? You know what I mean? That type of a bridge. Basically, it's that this is the reality that my higher dimensional self agreed. You know, that's what I wanted to experience. For whatever stupid reason I picked it, I don't know. But that's the reality I was put here to face, and I'm not going to turn away from it. You know, I just have faith in the fact that as I need it, the answers will come to me. And they have. As, you know, I've needed it. It's just really, like I said, it's just weird how when you need something, it's there. You just got to know where to look for it and have faith that it will arrive. And it just has worked out in that, you know, in that manner. I believe that I'm creating. I believe that I'm creating my own headache. I guess is what I'm saying.
Creating your own headache. I love that that phrase. That's interesting. Yeah, it's like we make our beds, we line them. But for folks out there that
or maybe experiencing that, what would you recommend? As far as...
It's a tough one, because it's like I was saying before, it's one of the challenges I'm still facing. And, you know, it's a reflection of the demons of my, you know, in my, that are still within me, that are haunting me still, and they're not going to go away until I figure out how to wrestle that demon. I have made strides, you know, in how bad it's gotten and how, and so forth, but it's still a battle. But basically, you just, it's the faith thing and just not letting the anger take over. Like, I do notice the more I work on it and just keep myself aware that of the cycles that my mind goes through, that when somebody does this or when the shills lock out this account, I get pissed off, like, because I feel so helpless. Like, you know, it's like David versus Goliath on steroids. Like, how do you combat this when you can't even post, you know, just stuff that isn't even about that whole aspect, just about vibrations or whatever. You can't even talk about that. And you just got to just bite your lip and just kind of, not let the anger of that take over, because that's the vibration you're going to start sending out, and then it's just going to keep snowballing. And
I want to say too on that, you know, when like contacting you for doing this show, you know, I appreciate that you're on. Even with contact, we had to have our contact in different areas,
different
because
right, of
threats of or being shut down of different areas. So we had to do email, different kind of texting and so forth, and that was shut down. So the people kind of realize what you're going through is yes.
Oh, God.
It's horrible what you're kind of going through, how you're being suppressed. And all you're doing, you know, whether people want to agree with you or not is irrelevant.
Exactly.
I agree with you.
It's not about, you know, you're with me or you're with them. It's about what's right. And it has nothing to do with it. I'm just an example. You know what I mean? It's not, like you said, it's about what, you know, truth. You know, that's going back to the whole purpose of all of this and why we're both here.
And that's what I don't get, too, is how people are being suppressed just by, and you'll notice this, and it's consistent. I'm going to say, I'm not trying to exaggerate, maybe 15 to 18 private messages the past 36 hours from people worried about their sites being shut down just for talking like we're talking now, just bringing information. So that should be a sign that there's something going on. Now, with that and tying that back in to, you know, awaken consciousness and so forth, I see a shift. I think that the more that people are kind of awakening to these things, do you see it as, you know, something that people can be hopeful about or not?
I hope they can be hopeful.
I mean, I hope,
if
but
not...
I see hope is about, you know. But honestly, I really do see a shift of sort of an awakening. And when I say that,
oh,
I'm not trying to sound,
definitely.
I don't want to sound like I'm like above anyone else. When we're talking about like people being awake and aware, and then, because I don't think we've used it tonight here, but we've both said this many times, sheeple.
Oh, yeah.
That term. So people that just blindly follow along.
The new naughty word.
Exactly. But both of us were sheeple. Both of us were blind.
I was a proud sheeple.
Exactly, and so when we're talking about this, I just want people to know that I'm speaking for myself, but I think I can speak for you in this aspect, that it's not like we're putting people down for not, but that we know more than you or anything like that. All we're trying to do is share information, and once, you know, once we became more aware of our surroundings, it was not easy, but we kind of woke up.
And it was worth it.
So we recognize
that
people go through that.
Yeah. I can sit here and say after the harassments, the you know, the cell phone calls, the email threats, the site hacks, the Facebook, you know, 50-plus whatever damn accounts, it's still worth it. It still is. Just to know. Just knowing is so much satisfaction. I can't put it into words. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, it's 100% easy, and it doesn't mean that I won't get upset. It doesn't mean I don't have bad and good days, but it just means that overall, I am definitely much happier knowing than before. I can say that.
Well, I am too, and I have to be honest. Like, you know, it was rough to start. When you
oh, God, yeah. I didn't sleep, I don't think, for the first four or five days from when I really finally had accepted, you know, what was going on to the degree that I had accepted it at that time. It was earth-shattering. Everything was upside down. Like you said, blue was red, red was green. Nothing made sense. But I didn't let that kill me. I just kept researching. I just kept peeking down the hole, and eventually it just made sense. And once it made sense, the fear was gone because it made sense when I understood the whole purpose of it all.
And again, I want to tie that back, and I'm glad you said that because I kind of feel like that's my purpose too. So, people, religious or not and what have you, I think I was here to share information. And you know, you doing what you're doing and me doing what I'm doing, the backlash, the threats, we've already kind of been through that where we know that comes with the territory. Now,
exactly. It comes with the territory. It's disheartening that it doesn't get a little received a little more, I guess I should say. But I definitely accept it. And people say, well, why do you keep coming back for more? I guess what they would say is it's because I'm doing it for them, because I want them to see it so that they understand how bad it really is, that it isn't just rumors that there are secret guys watching us. They are right next to us. They are right in plain sight. And people need to not to cause paranoia and make them question their friends next to them, just to be aware and to understand how, you know, this stuff isn't just in the movies. It's right here, you know, in front of us. And we need to understand that and work together to not let these people smear people the way that they are by using brute force and silencing us, because they know that people just won't unify around, certain cases. And the only thing that will make media attention is something they control. So if you're ever thinking there'll be this big anonymous leak, or you're waiting for that big moment when the truth comes out where everything will be vindicated, it's not going to happen. It's only going to come
UFO disclosure and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah,
it's, even if it did happen, people are so brainwashed, and I use that term loosely. I don't mean, you know, they sit there with light rays zapping at their head, but manipulated. They're so manipulated, the president could come on the TV tonight and say, you know, just to make a joke here, I'm a reptilian and I go home and use a lightsaber, you know, and it could be 100% true. And nobody would believe it because they'd, oh, he's just being a funny guy. And they would tell themselves whatever they need to be able to go to bed that night, because they don't want to do like we had to do and basically accept that crazy shit is going on and that our governments do not give a hoot about us and that they are put there to be our shepherds, to lead us to do whatever the people who are actually controlling them, and I won't even go into that, the whole angle, because it's a whole other layer, as you know, right?
We could spend like 3 more hours getting specific
right
on that. But I think for the general topic, one of the reasons that I'm very adamant about this, and one reason I want to thank you again for being here, I think we have about another 10 minutes, is we're not doing this we're not making money doing this. We're not
losing credibility.
We're losing credibility. We're losing friends. So consider, just for those people out there, just if you think we're crazy, fine. But to consider this, the reason that we're speaking up and talking about these things is because we've done a lot of research. And I'll speak for myself now. I just spoke for both of us there saying that, because I know you have obviously done a lot of research. But my personal point of view is things are heading in directions, like historically, if you want to compare, where it matters. Our rights are being taken away. So the censorship that we're going through.
Well, we're not. It's not heading, brother. We're there. We are
that's
there.
That's what I mean.
We got the NDAA. We got the RFID. I mean, it's all there. It's just people don't want to believe it.
Well, so we're the ones that are trying to – I'll stop trying to pat ourselves on the back by saying that, but I just want to kind of make that point to people that – yeah, we have everything to lose by saying this. I've lost friendships and, you know, credibility and all that for just bringing these things up, and I know you've gone through the same. So people, please consider that when we're talking about this. We really don't have anything to gain. We're trying to get the information out. So with that, looking forward. I do see it as a progression with the police state, with the enacting of laws like, you know, NDAA and CISPA and SOPA, things like that, the new gun grab, if you will, the new way that the public views our government, the approval rating of like 11% of Congress. But I also see more people waking up and finally, I'm going to say it, fucking realizing it. Where is that line? Like, what do you see? What do you know about that? Because, you know, you have one sect of people, I guess you could say they're light workers and, like, just meditating. Everything's going to be fine. You don't need to think about it and stuff like that. Right. And then you have other people that are freaking out. Oh, my God, I can't go to sleep because, you know, the new gun thing and the government's after me. You know, I'm not in either extreme myself.
Kind of like me, you're kind of in the middle.
Yeah, well, but, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But what I've noticed is I think there's more of an awakening. I'm just curious where that fulcrum lies and, like, where that tipping point is. Maybe I'm blindly seeing it, but I'm kind of thinking it's going to change pretty soon. Or if it doesn't, it's going to have to until people realize too late when they get knocked on their doors personally.
Right there, nailed it. That's when I believe that it's really going to start swaying, you know, more our way, is when it's more in people's face, when they can't just turn their cheek the way that they're, you know, the easiest way. Just turn your cheek, it isn't happening, you know, and I consider that just as equivalent to jumping under the bed and closing your eyes and hoping that the boogeyman doesn't see you. And when they start getting, you know, the account's locked and they got to confirm it with state ID and realize that why do I have to confirm this account with the state ID just to talk to my friend Billy Bob about going to get a beer on Friday, it's just slowly, like you said, going to just start becoming more of a wave. It's sad, you know, it's frustrating because it isn't as quick as some of us would like, especially me. I'm not very patient, but I do have faith like you that it's coming. It's just a matter of getting that information out there and keeping that wave going, because it's very easily stopped if we're not vigilant and keep at it. It's very, they can just bury us very quickly.
Well, and here's something I want to say too, and I'm going to get backlash for this, I'm sure, but it's from my heart and it's going to sound very direct. One of the reasons that this topic interests me, like with censorship and so forth and what's happening, how we're being kind of controlled, is this, and I hate to bring it up, but it seems that it's almost necessary to bring up to people, because otherwise, especially with Americans, until it hits them directly home, they won't wake up. So right. When we're talking about 9/11 or vaccines or chemtrails or just all that crazy conspiracy stuff, okay, imagine all of you out there, your fucking 2-year-old daughter, and if she dies from a vaccine, or if she's slowly poisoned, or this, controlled, indoctrinated into a system, and I hate to kind of go there, but I kind of want to slap people in the face to wake them up. Yeah, I probably should not have said that, but sometimes that's what is needed. Imagine if it was you, your child. The reason that Joseph Alzano and me, Rick Wilson, are talking about these things is because we care. And we want to change it so that those things will not happen to you and your children. And I'm sorry I had to kind of be very direct there. But, you know, consider what we're talking about. And again, if you go to zeroflux.net, that's zeroflux.net, there's plenty of information regarding everything that we're talking about. And I know, Joe, you can back all this up. I just kind of wanted to get that across.
Yeah, there's pages for all sorts of everything from, you know, what we just talked about, censorship and so on, to, you know, just basic anonymous ideals. If you want an overview, you know, of what Anonymous is, you know, a little bit more about me if you're really that curious, and so on.
All right, so I kind of went off there, but I just wanted to bring home to people that, yeah, think for yourselves, too. It's good. So we have a few minutes left, Joe. Is there anything that you want to kind of, you know, get across to everybody that's listening as far as, you know, whether it's censorship or how to deal with COINTELPRO, the feds, and so forth? I know you've been threatened and everything like that. Anything you kind of want to leave off with?
Yes. Keep talking. Don't let nobody tell you a damn thing. And if they do tell you, then there's a reason for it. And it's because they're worried about what you're saying. So keep saying it. And don't let the intimidation tactics intimidate you. No matter what it is, if it's accounts getting locked, websites getting hacked, if your website gets hacked and you can't fix it, make another one. Just don't let it be a roadblock. Yes, it might slow you down, but in the end, you know, you have to have more endurance and the faith that, you know, you'll overcome, and that it, with the tide, like you said, you just got to keep it up until the tide that we're waiting for finally kicks in. Because when that tide does hit, you're going to see massive change. And that's when the whole manifest reality is going to kind of kick in, because once the majority can work together, then the whole light worker aspect isn't going to look so crazy, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. I'm glad you brought that up. And, yeah, because groupthink can be obviously a bad thing when you get that mentality. The mob mentality can be a horrific thing. But when you get it in a positive way,
exactly.
It can do wonders.
I'm not very religious, as you know, but there's a quote. It's either in Revelations or the Bible, or one of them too. And it's the kingdom of man is not in one man, it's in all of us. And that saying, I believe, is there to remind us that, you know, we're all that one. And then once we realize that and accept that and work together, you know, mentally, we're actually going to be able to create heaven on earth. And it sounds far-fetched because everybody's been programmed to believe everything's solid and left is left, right is right, nothing, everything's a straight line, time is straight. It's all lies, but we don't have the time for that, obviously. But
yeah, you're going to get into the holographic stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll have to be
another night
later. Yeah, another night. But thank you for being here, and I love what you said. I think, again, for people that are experiencing this, to realize that to keep connections with people. So. If you are being censored, if you feel like you cannot speak up about things, reach out to people, have connections where you can share your phone number, your emails, and so forth, and those who you trust. So we're kind of out of time here now. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you
for this. Yeah, and you will. I'll post this later on my personal page and screen the news site. You guys can look this Thursday. Evan and I will be talking about the new Pope. You might want to be a co-host on that too, Joe. I'm not sure what your views are on that, but it'll be interesting. And keep the love going. The tide is turning, as Joseph just said. So keep it in mind. Much love, folks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.